This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I am talking, well, you know, I was supposed to be talking to him Friday, but then we had the story of my life, technical difficulties. But, hey, we just shifted. So much for that. We're just do it another day. So joining me, as we normally do the weekly recap, we're going to kick off the week with stuff that happened last week and stuff like that. We're going to talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be with you any day of the week.
Certainly. So, now we can talk about Pittsburgh if you want to, but there's lots of other stuff that happened besides Pittsburgh, I'm sure of it.
Oh, there's always a lot of things that happen about Pittsburgh, but that seems to be, you know, in our neck of the woods, the
right.
The number one topic. You've been hitting that pretty hard already this evening, eh?
We've hit it a few times. I mean, it's not like we haven't hit it. The thing with it is that there's a few things we don't know. Like, for some reason, they're not telling us what that long gun was.
I read from a couple of sources that it was an AR-type rifle, and he had, I read, three handguns with him as well.
But, I mean, if it was an AR-type rifle, why isn't this being blared all over the place as another call to ban it, because normally that's what they would do?
Yeah, I have seen suspiciously little of that. It was reported by USA Today and others yesterday that he did obtain his firearms legally. So much for universal background checks.
Right.
That won't stop anybody from calling for those, I'm sure. You know, they tried to, in the immediate aftermath, pin this on the president as one of his supporters, but when that came abundantly clear that this guy was no Trump lover at all because of his support for the state of Israel, they changed immediately. They pivoted and made it all due to the climate of hate, quote unquote,
right,
that the president supposedly has created, because no one has ever tried to kill Jews anywhere in the world before President Trump became commander in chief.
President, yeah. So, the twisted mind of these shooters. So, okay. I'm still waiting for a few details to come out. I'd like to know why this guy was so effective against the cops. I'd like to know what was his advantage. And when I say why he was so effective, he shot two of them, right?
I believe it was three.
He shot four, but he shot two at the outset as they were coming in and rolling in on him.
I know that one is still in the hospital in intensive care.
Right.
We hope that he makes a full recovery. But yes, he obviously wounded a number of police officers, and from what I read, he was wounded as well. He's crawling out of the building when the police finally grabbed him.
Right.
It was a mess, and you know, obviously, right after the event happened, President Trump made the comment, you know, that if there'd been an armed guard there, the situation might have been different. And of course, that seems to be a very common sense conclusion to make. You know, had there been someone there with a firearm, they could have slowed him down, maybe prevented what happened from happening.
Right.
But that was immediately spun by his opponents as victim blaming, saying this was all the synagogue's fault for not having somebody like that.
Well, you know,
it's disgusting, and I don't think that's what he was doing at all. He was pointing out the fact that facilities like this, and there are lots of churches, all over, churches and synagogues and mosques all around the country that do have armed people on staff, or they have them outside. And had there been one here, things might have gone better. That's not to blame the people at Tree of Life. It's just to point out that somebody with a gun might have made a difference.
Well, absolutely. And that getting out there and saying that was victim shaming. Now, Chris Murphy, I saw that Chris Murphy was out there saying, well, no, Blumenthal is saying, we're complicit in this because we haven't taken action. Well, I might have to agree with the good senator on that one, with Senator Stolen Valor, because we keep getting out there, and for some reason they seem to think that the answer to this is when somebody is victimized, make them more defenseless.
Well, yeah, the mayor of Pittsburgh was on Meet the Press yesterday saying pretty much exactly that.
Right.
Mayor Bill Peduto said, having armed guards in synagogues and churches and schools isn't the answer. He said they need to try to stop irrational behavior from happening at the forefront. I don't even know what that means. I don't know who's going to diagnose this irrational behavior? How are you going to do that?
Right.
Chuck Todd, of course, didn't ask him that. Who would have stopped Nedal Hassan before he shot up Fort Hood? Who would have stopped the Aurora Theater shooter before he did what he did, or the Charleston shooter? These people on the left, they are so hoplophobic, in its true sense of the word, so fearful of guns, they can't possibly conceive of having even an armed security guard, let alone people carrying firearms in the congregation. They can't allow themselves to admit that could make a difference, that could save lives. And these people sticking their head in the sand and continuing to preach, basically having these places be continue to be gun-free zones, they're not helping, and they're actually continuing to put lives at risk.
Now, how do we characterize this continued call for disarmament for what it is? How do we push that out there? Because like with the guy in Alabama, and I was talking with Rob Morse about this earlier, they characterize the gunman, the guy who went in there to rob people and shoot the place up, as the gentleman who died.
The cops shooting, you mean?
Yeah, the cop did. The cop spokesman did.
Before they called him a victim.
Yeah. And I mean, no, not a victim.
No. He was a perpetrator.
Yeah. If nothing else, he was a volunteer. I mean, he definitely volunteered to go in there and do what he did, so.
Yes, he was a perpetrator. And fortunately, one of the victims was armed, opened fire, and put the man down and saved himself, saved his sons, and saved who knows how many other people in that restaurant.
And then they did something else too. When about his son, they were like talking about how it must be awful to be the father and have that happen. Well, I'm sure it was. That probably had something to do with the fact that he clipped the guy before, he could do any more damage. But
I'm sure it was horrible. But it would have been much more horrible had he not had the means to defend himself.
Absolutely. So I just don't get these guys, Dan. I really don't. They get out there and they say some of the stupidest things, calling a. Did anybody call? I've talked into the break, so I will. We'll continue on. Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look. Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. We got lost there, didn't we? This is what happens.
Yep. You mentioned that you still had some questions from Pittsburgh. I'd be interested to hear what they are.
Well, I would like to know if he'd ever been in that building before. I'd like to know why he picked that one besides the fact that they're Jewish. Are there no other? I mean, I've never been to Pittsburgh, so Pittsburgh, you know, from where I'm at, seems like sort of a big city. Are there more synagogues in Pittsburgh?
There certainly are.
Yeah,
and that synagogue is in an area called Squirrel Hill, which is supposedly one of the centers of the Jewish community in Pittsburgh. And
right.
My understanding is that he chose that one because it is associated with something called the Hebrew Immigrant Assistance League, HAIL, or Assistance, the exact acronym. That organization helps immigrants, not just Jewish immigrants, but immigrants from all over the world, come into the country. And the shooter objected to that strenuously, and that organization listed a number of associated synagogues around the country that were members and were assisting
right.
in this effort. And I believe that is how he targeted Tree of Life.
Well, I mean, and that's something that that bothers me, that they would target it based upon that. But when he engaged the cops, he seems to have been fairly effective.
Yeah, I have to assume that he was definitely firearms proficient. He certainly did damage to these law enforcement officers. I think
yeah.
they were wearing vests. But, you know, whether they... where he shot them, who knows? If he shot them with his handguns or with his rifle, whether the vests were effective against a rifle round, don't know. None of that's come out yet. I assume it will eventually. Yes, he was all too effective.
Most of the LEO that I know seem to be running around with level 3 soft armor
yeah.
because they have to wear it all day. You know, they're getting in and out of a car. Okay, I get it. Except I'm waiting to, I mean, it sort of seems to me like by this point, by now, we would have figured out a way to make soft armor rifle rated without it being so expensive that they can't afford it or something. That's just me thinking out loud, though.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of people working on that. You know, getting that purchased all around the country. I don't know how many Leos there are in this country, but
yeah.
That would be a big job, obviously, and very expensive to equip everybody with upgraded armor once that eventually comes out.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's the thing. Without these guys that go into this, do they have, like, when they're going to a call, and they're going, I guess they have to go as they are. The first officers responding, I guess, were street cops.
That's my understanding. And my understanding is they apparently got there pretty quickly. And they did, they followed the protocols that have been the case ever since Columbine. They didn't set up a perimeter like they do in Broward County.
Right.
They actually went in and challenged the shooter and engaged him. No doubt saving more lives among the congregation, putting themselves at risk. Unfortunately, they wounded the shooter, and I'm sure that's what stopped him from doing any more damage than he did.
And they took him alive, which
yes,
I think that says a lot for those cops.
It does, because it's the inclination to keep shooting has to be incredibly strong.
Yeah. For us to sit here and just to say, well, we're going to ignore the whole human element thing about this, the whole human nature part of this. These cops, for all of you out there that think they're just waiting to kill somebody, here's somebody they could have killed and nobody would have said anything about it, but they took him alive.
No, there would have been not a second thought about that for a moment. But they did their job. They shot until they stopped the threat, and then they stopped.
Interestingly enough, it seems like this is the one that they have seized upon as the thing to go after, and now we're forgetting about the mad bomber.
Yeah, it certainly knocked him off the news pages. For a couple of reasons. Obviously, people were actually killed here. The so-called mad bomber wasn't much of a bomb maker and maybe never even intended to make a bomb. Apparently, I hear various reports, but whatever those things were he mailed out to people looked like bombs, weren't even capable of detonating. I don't even know if they even had explosive in them. I think they're just intended to look like bombs from what I've read. So I think that was just a cry for attention.
Definitely, if he was a bomb maker, he definitely was not a he didn't earn his money.
No, apparently the timers or the clocks he attached to these things didn't even have alarms, so they couldn't go off, they couldn't trigger anything.
Right.
Sounds more and more like this guy was just a wacko who wanted to get his name in the paper.
Well, he got that, but unfortunately, I'm not going to say that. It didn't work out the way he thought it was going to work out. So.
No. Exactly.
Oh, well.
But his van is famous as can be.
I'm surprised he hadn't been rear-ended. That guy had a sticker everywhere.
Or vandalized. I mean,
we got about a minute, but let's point this out. He had a bunch of pictures of all of these Democratic operatives with the crosshairs on them. But this guy was black or Hispanic. Okay. And he wasn't a white Hispanic like Andrew was. So the other Zimmerman in this conversation. So he was Hispanic. And could it possibly be that we've gotten so politically correct now that it's okay to let somebody drive around like that and not even challenge him? Is that what we've come to? But you don't have time to answer that because we're going on break this time. We're not going to talk our way out of the break. We're going to actually go ahead and do the break, which is, for me to say, Truth About Guns is one of the another very prolific website that's out there. They do 10, 15, 20 stories a day. Dan has to maintain control over a stable of eager beaver riders who want to write about everything having to do with the industry and the world itself. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
A police officer is in critical condition after a shooting at a Chicago hospital. The shooter is dead and at least three others are in critical condition. This eyewitness was at the hospital. She joins WBBM-TV.
So I ran back into the building and say, they shooting outside. Next thing you know, we get Cole Silver called over the intercom. That means lock yourself where you are.
The death toll of California's wildfires has risen to at least 77, while the number of people unaccounted for has dropped to right around 1,000. Authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides. Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Dow lost 395 points and closed the day at 25,017. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, if we want to go on with the Pittsburgh thing, we can. I just don't understand these, which ones are the ones the anti-gunners grab onto, because I thought Las Vegas would be the one they latched onto, the biggest rampage killing ever in the history of the U.S. And that one is just nothing. I mean, nobody even cares about it anymore, do they?
It has certainly dropped off the radar much faster than you'd expect it to, given the scope of what happened that day. It's a mystery. I'm no tinfoil hat wearer, but it's just very strange how little we know about that. And you're right, how small an effect it seems to have had compared to other shootings that claimed fewer lives, with the possible exception of putting a slide fire out of business.
Right. Well, I mean, that has to have been the most witnessed rampage killing we've ever had.
Yeah, there was no shortage of film of it. It was just a mess, and apparently there were all kinds of failures on the part of the police. And the people remember back, it was crazy how many times the county sheriff's story of the timeline changed.
Right.
In terms of how quickly officers got there, whether there was security there, it was a mess, and it's that's pretty much gone on in my head too. But you're right, given how big that was and how much damage that shooter did, you would expect that that would have been a much bigger, more long lasting event in terms of the media landscape.
Now let me ask you a question. Doesn't it seem they most of the time, like Parkland was a big event for the anti-gunners. That was just a gigantic event. And that was the one where all of the anti-gun stuff failed. The anti-gun failures led to Parkland.
There are a couple of things there. Number one, it was so big because, like Sandy Hook, it was a school.
Right.
And unlike Sandy Hook, you had teenagers, camera-ready teenagers who had been taking selfies and FaceTiming and YouTubing all their lives. So they were ready and photogenic and more than willing to go on camera and become tools of the AstroTurf anti-gun civilian disarmament industrial complex. So, which they're still doing. And that march across America, whatever they called it. And so that's why that became such a big thing. But again, you're right. It other than the law that was enacted in Florida, it had very little effect legislatively. We still continue to see efforts on the state level nationwide. Michael Bloomberg and continues to throw cash around the country. It's like an awful lot of money into Washington State, I-1639.
Right.
From what I hear, most people can think that that's going to pass, and that's a terrible, terrible law that is going to severely restrict Second Amendment rights in that state. I'm sure there are going to be lawsuits if it passes based on the law itself, and I'm sure there will, I don't know if it's even possible. The state Supreme Court okayed it being on the ballot, but that was a drastically flawed process. The petitions were, by all accounts, didn't conform at all to Washington state law. Whether that's appealable at the federal level, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. But, yes. So, you're right, though. Parkland, despite all its the media uproar and everything that followed, had relatively little effect on gun control.
Well, the thing I noticed on this, and I don't know why, the Democrat or the Republicans are beginning to, a lot of the pundits are out there saying with the Democrats, maybe we should stop trying to play nice, which, that's been how long coming. And for us, I mean, maybe we should be looking at Parkland and saying, so your recommendation for the laws that you had, which failed because you're too busy virtue signaling, is to create another law, which will also have no effect whatsoever. No, we will not have this. You want to have the conversation? Let's have the conversation all the way. No more of this piecemeal stuff. You're trying to ban guns and outlaw gun ownership. Let's have it. Let's have that conversation now. Now that we have Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court and Gorsuch and Thomas.
Yeah. That's virtually always the case. Almost every time there's an incident like this, the resulting proposals have nothing to do and would have not stopped the shooter at all had they been in place.
Right.
The other thing, the other reason that Parkland it wasn't as impactful as others had something to do with the utter ineptitude of the Broward County Sheriff and how that was handled.
Right.
You know, there was with the RSO being on site and staying outside while he heard screams on the inside, setting up the perimeter outside. I mean,
right.
That could have been a much, much less deadly situation had anybody there in authority done what they were supposed to do.
Right.
But they didn't. Everyone stayed outside and let that shooter shoot as long as he wanted to and then walk out of the building. I mean, again, they captured him in a restaurant blocks away.
Yeah, he had an ice drink, didn't he?
Students.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Stopped for a soda. So it was insane.
Yeah, that whole dynamic, I'm waiting on all of that change and everything, and I'm waiting. You know, I put a call out. I put a call out the other day because I was calling around asking when these banks are going up and telling these gun businesses we're going to strip your ability to do business, which is essentially what they're doing. They, you know, you can get out there and say, well, we reserve the right as a private business to reserve, you know, refuse service. Okay, fine. Well, what changed your mind? Because I've got a $50 million line of credit. My mortgage is with you, plus all of my services go through, and you make this much money off of me a year. So what changed your mind? And when you're calling around asking these various organizations who's going to ride in and say, don't worry, we're here to help you, none of these gun rights organizations are set up to do that.
No, they're not in that business at all.
Somebody needs to be.
Well,
somebody needs to be, because we've got to stand up to them, because they're getting imaginative with what they've got going on and what they're trying to do, because legislatively it isn't working, so now they're going to try to do it via commerce, and we just can't sit here and let this not be answered in some way.
No, it's good. No, it's corporate gun control, and the only gun rights organization that's really doing anything about this is the one that's been most directly affected by this effort,
right?
And that's the National Rifle Association.
Let me get you to hold right there. I'm sorry I talked you into this. I mean, I'm just sort of fired up tonight. I don't know if you can tell that or not. But anyway, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. I have been associated with them off and on for quite a while now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman once again. Hey, let me ask you a question. Who controls the Truth About Guns Twitter? Because somebody's been being very nice to me with your Twitter account.
That would be me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, bud.
My pleasure.
I do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but when it comes to Twitter, I'm just not Twittering very well. I'm not...
I'm not a great Twitterer either.
I get out there and I'm posting videos on there now to try to drive some traffic to the YouTube channel. But besides that, what it comes down to is I'm just not a good Twitterer.
Well, we'll help you out where we can.
Thanks, man. Anyway. Anyway, so I'm sure that there has been some other stuff, though, that happened in the gun world besides this heinous crime that was perpetrated by the hate dude?
Well, there definitely has been. And what probably a lot of people have forgotten is there's an election next week. I was on NRA TV with Cam Edwards last week talking about that because I wrote an article about all these candidates, these red state Democrat candidates who have been hiding the fact that they're anti-gunners and right. that, you know, they are anything but friends of guns, but they do as good a job as they can of hiding that fact from the folks back home because they don't want to think that anybody's going to take their guns. They're in here in these red states, some of which have gone gone for Trump by as many as 40 points in the case of West Virginia, the you know, the Joe Manchins of the world, the Phil Bredesens of the world, Claire McCaskill, Heidi Heitkamp. But one of the interesting exceptions to that, and of course she isn't already in office, is Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor in Georgia.
Okay.
A red state. She's running against Brian Kemp, who is makes no bones about his support for firearms. He made a couple of fairly famous campaign commercials when he was running for the nomination, GOP nomination, showing him with guns and with his holding a shotgun while he's talking to his daughter's boyfriend and all that. He cuts him out for that, too. But, yeah, Ms. Abrams says we just posted a whole bunch of quotes from her, some of which were incoherent. Demonstrating how anti-gun she is in a red state like Georgia. You know, she said she wants common sense gun regulation because she believes in the Second Amendment. Nobody's asked her how to reconcile that. Of course, she's for waiting periods.
Sure.
She doesn't. She's against automatic weapons in Georgia. Of course, nobody.
What a great enlightened position to take.
Exactly. Of course, nobody at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or anybody else in the media in Georgia seems to know enough to know that automatic weapons are already not legal in Georgia, so they haven't pressed her on that fact. She's for universal background checks. She's for banning assault weapons, quote-unquote, as well as, quote, the accoutrements that make them dangerous. Now, I don't know what accoutrements make a so-called assault weapon dangerous. Is that a pistol grip? Is that an adjustable stock? Is that a forend? Is that a birdcage flash? I don't know what she means. And I bet you if you ask her, she doesn't know what she means either.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, when you go into the have you ever been into a Nordstrom Rack shop before?
The accoutrements
sounds like the men's section where they have the wallets and the bad suspenders and the ties that nobody wants. That's what the accoutrements sounds like. Yeah, the accessories. Yeah. So
maybe that's what she means. Maybe she means AR accessories. But I mean, how do you outlaw those things? You can't. Those things are all legal, and you know, of course. And she wants red flag laws. She wants to repeal the state's campus carry law. And she says she wants it to be okay to talk about taking away weapons that don't belong on our streets. In other words, confiscation. Now, I assume maybe she just means assault weapons and an assault weapons ban, but that means, again, she's talking about confiscation. She's not saying outlaw them and grandfather and the people who already own them. She's talking about taking them away. This is in Georgia. This is not California.
Yeah.
This is not New York we're talking. This is not Connecticut. This is not Maryland. This is in Georgia, and she is running for governor. And the last real clear politics average I saw had Kemp up, but only by just under 2 points. So the question is, what are Georgia voters paying attention here? Do they know this?
Well, first things first, you know, when there was a, who was it that came out? The first Health and Human Services secretary came out of Georgia, and they were filling his slot, and the Republican was going against a Democrat that didn't even live in the district. And Alyssa Milano was there campaigning door to door. All the celebrities came there. They poured all the money into it. And of course, you know, they lost. I do not believe the polls, good or bad. I believe that right now you're looking at, it's the same thing. We're looking at all of these events, wherever Trump's going, They're outside wanting to watch the CCTV of him talking. And whenever the Democrats show up somewhere, nobody's showing up. Nobody's going there. So they can get out there and they can say, well, the generic poll shows America wants Democrats. Well, sure, all of this prosperity is just killing us. I mean, he's sending the troops to the border. Do you know how many people are rah-rahing right now over that? How many Northeastern Union workers are rah-rahing over that? How many black Americans and Latinos, Hispanic Americans that are already here are rah-rahing over that? So, yeah, this is not going to be good for the Democrats. And this Abrams chick, she's going to be toast. I mean, yeah, there's a couple of big cities in Atlanta that would sit there and say, well, I kind of see that. But, you know, it's one thing to go and shop at IKEA, which I do, by the way. It's one thing to go there and say, well, I can see, well, that's a good idea. But it's quite another thing to actually put it into play, and she can't put it into play there. So, I don't even have time to ask you what he thought about it, and I'm not even sure I care. So, the whole talk about polls and everything. I think Kavanaugh and the caravan, while they're out there saying that we're doing the Democrats are the most tone deaf group of people I've ever seen.
They are, and it's interesting. President Obama was in Wisconsin the other night, and he couldn't fill a 3,500-seat auditorium.
You know, They talk about
Democrat intensity.
That's right.
But he couldn't fill a small venue like that wherever Trump goes. They have to continually upgrade the building he's in because the demand is so high for seats. They're packing it, and they've got tens of thousands of people outside watching on screen.
That's right. Cool. And he's out there. I mean, Obama's thing is, well, of course, I started all of this with the economy. Of course. 8 years of constant 2.5% growth, that led to this, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the new normal is 2% growth.
I showed you the way it shouldn't be. It was a tough love lesson I had to do for you. America had to be transformed back into being pro-business. I was the one that set this up. This was all calculated to do exactly what I intended for it to do. I am the enlightened one. That's why I won the Nobel Peace Prize as the president who launched the most cruise missiles.
Yes, well, apparently that's and what he did at the same time was pretty much kill the Democratic Party around the country in terms of governorships, congressional seats, state legislatures. The Democrats did not fare well under his leadership.
Yep, and getting out there and saying, okay, well, we're gonna give the House back to the Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff. Yeah, that's a smoking hot idea.
That doesn't sound attractive, does it?
No. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.